thought you were just padding.
No. It's 8:48. Let's bring in Mr. Tim Minchin. Much to the delight of the Tim Minchin fans. Here is Mr.
Tim Minchin.
There he is. Look. Wow.
Hi.
Hi.
Hold
hi.
On. Got to put my headphones on. Hi.
He's Australian, by the way. For those of you who think he has a very illuminated accent.
I have a nasal voice and I'm Australian. These are the two things that I have to bear.
I think you have a very nice... I just said this off the air before you came in. Oh. You have a very nice speaking voice. I think it's very...
Calming,
and I think it's very nice.
Oh.
Which is, I think, lovely, because as you say...
I think that's a compliment.
No, it is, because a lot of Australians do whine a little bit.
Yeah, they do. It reminds me of the one time I met Robbie Williams. Look at me, Australian. I didn't really meet him, I saw him.
Right.
But he was at one of the best comedians in the country, Stuart Lee,
right.
At his show, and mm-hmm. Stuart Lee's just got this huge brain, and he does this really sort of intellectual, rather offensive shows, and Robbie left at half time with the comment that he could do meditation tapes.
Right.
He thought,
not a fan.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, I think he liked it, but he just found his voice meditative.
I understand that. I used to be like Stuart Lee until he tore our book apart on television.
What do you mean our book?
All right.
Nothing to do with me.
You got to mention it. You were dragged in somewhat.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. It was entirely aimed at you.
You're like collateral damage.
Hi, Stuart.
So hi, Tim.
Hi, I'll stop liking him when he tears my stuff apart. Too.
Right, fine.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan.
I really appreciate that.
Right. It sounded like you were going to say you're a big fan as well, and then you take the last second.
I'm a new fan.
Right, okay. Yeah. You've never heard the show before.
I have a couple of times, yeah. I don't listen to the radio. I'm not up at this time, Chris.
Sure.
But you
have a young child, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you not get up and do...
I've got two young children.
Do you not get up and do young children things?
Sometimes.
Right, great.
Not when I've got a gig. I just stay in bed and my poor partner, wife, gets up. Over and over again. She's got a miserable life, but it's all right because it sustains my happy one.
Right.
She gets satisfaction out of that.
Light and shade.
You moved from Australia.
Yeah.
To London.
Yeah. Why?
Which people in Britain can never understand why people leave Australia and come here to live.
Because it's so beautiful and fun.
But isn't Australia beautiful and fun?
Yeah, it's pretty fun, although I come from Perth, which is pretty small.
Right.
Basically, in Australia, you can do 8 gigs and you have to get in a plane in between each one, whereas here you can do 50 in a car in 2 months. Yeah, it's about being out of work.
So what really brought you to London was greed.
Greed, yes,
right, okay.
Greed. Yes. Well, isn't that what brings everyone to London?
I suppose so.
Yeah. You're probably right.
It's a greedy place. That's why we're all so grumpy.
That's very true.
Fighting over the scraps.
So you were born in Perth?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was born in Northamptonshire.
Oh, were you?
I was born in Northampton, England.
I didn't know that.
I know. But of Australian parents, they were over here in the same way that my kids have been born here. They were over here doing a bit of work. And they were young. They were in their early 20s. And
were they spies?
They were spies, yeah.
Right, sure.
They were taking state secrets back to Australia.
Back to Perth.
Where we used them with our massive military down there. we're planning to overthrow you. It's taking a little while.
Yeah, sure.
But it's bubbling away down there. It'll happen.
They stole lots of our
ideas.
They
were stealing the secret plans for English shoes that were in Northampton and taking them back to Perth so they could recreate their own shoes.
And then put them on their cricket players and send them back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Sports.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were born.
Yeah, Dad was studying and they did a baby. They got cold on a train or something.
I know how
that goes. Did a baby and that baby was me.
Aww.
And they took me back. I got out before I was one, which I think means I don't have to pretend be British. Can I not be British? I like being British.
Do you want to be British?
I'm both.
Why don't you do that thing that Madonna does, that when she's doing an interview in Britain, she's very British, but then when she goes back to America, she goes, those British are weird.
And this is the greatest country in the world. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay, I can do that. I do that a bit, actually. I'm very loyal to England while I'm here.
As well, on the last tour we did, Dave, weirdly, was from every place we played. So when we were in Scotland, in Glasgow, he was Scottish. Mm. And when we were in Cardiff, he was Welsh.
It's the way you have to do it. And you always have to say that whatever gig you're at is so much better than
the
last
one. It's the best gig ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could be accused of a little bit.
I always find that, insert name of place, the crowds here are just always the best.
The other good one to do is wherever you happen to be playing, find out the name of their rival town or city or the place that they will hate. And then obviously say that you were offered a gig there, but then turn it down because you would be so much better.
You guys are horrible cynics.
Yeah.
I have a policy of honesty.
Sure.
So I go, Stoke-on-Trent, this wasn't very good.
Right.
Thanks. Have a good interval. See you in the second act.
By the way, weirdly, I know you're talking about the gig.
Stoke-on-Trent, by the way, was brilliant. Sorry. I love Stoke-on-Trent. It's my favourite town in England. Sorry.
I see what you. I lived in Stoke-on-Trent.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice skate park.
Yeah, I'm not really much of a skater.
Really?
I know you're like hard to believe.
You look like you skate.
I'm not really into skating.
Actually,
but
you look like you BMX.
I do BMX.
Yeah, I thought that, so.
That's what I do.
Yeah. You don't.
Yeah, I do. And I rollerblade.
I used to rollerblade.
See, that wouldn't surprise me.
I know a joke about that I can't tell on radio.
Okay. This is what I was going to say.
This is going to become a catchphrase, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it. That's my
There are
career.
Many... If you enjoyed the sound of Tim's lovely voice today, and he puts a little smile on your face, then you should go and buy some of his stuff, because you will thoroughly enjoy it. There's not a lot we can play now.
No, actually, I was going to say, even the title of the DVD I'm trying to plug isn't... You're not allowed to say that.
It's so... So rock.
So rock with a adjective in the middle.
So Jeffin rock.
So flipping rock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the swear word in the middle has asterisks to mitigate the offence. And there's a whole bit in the show about that. I'm a big fan of censorship. I don't think we should be allowed to say anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you do say a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
I do talk about censorship a bit. But it's not for everyone, but it's for nearly everyone.
Mm. Right.
It's maybe not your great-grand and maybe not your six-year-old. But apart from that, it's full of joy, my material.
Well, no, it is. It is full of joy. And the one thing that comes across... Well, a few things come across listening to your material.
Good. Three things that come across.
Not many things.
Okay.
But I haven't got time to list all the good.
At least five.
Yeah.
Five really? Things come across.
Let's go for three.
Okay.
Is number one, you play the piano very beautifully.
Thanks.
But equally very, very rock, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, I hit it quite hard.
You do?
Yeah.
Number two... you're very intelligent, I fear.
Well, no, but I compensate for my lack of intelligence by taking other people's arguments and making them rhyme.
But you do... See,
we're naturally suspicious of the intelligent.
That's good.
You know what it is?
We find them unnerving.
Dave and I fall into the category of people who use big words are the intelligent, because if people use words that I don't understand, then I immediately feel...
There's a trick to that. Honestly, just get five words that are quite good words that no one else knows and just drop them into conversations. It's how politicians and doctors and scientists keep themselves isolated from the rest of the world.
I heard a new word the other day when we're in the studio, but I can't remember what it was, but I did remember what the meaning of it was and thought, that's good, I could use that, but then I forgot the word.
Are you going to go meaning backwards and we have to guess it?
Why not?
Welcome to Breakfast Radio on Radio 1. We're guessing words using definitions.
So it's like when... It's not like OCD when you need to have... You absolutely positively need to do certain things.
Okay.
But it's almost like that. It's not quite as serious.
It's a compulsion.
But if you, it's not compulsion. I know what that means.
You know that word. Yeah.
But is it a word or a series...
If I just outed you on radio for not knowing the word.
Is it a series of letters or is it a word?
No, it's literally
OCD.
No, it's not. It's a series of noises. Yeah, of course it's a series of letters to form a word.
Yeah, but OCD isn't a word. It's like, what do you call that? Like
obsessive compulsive.
BDAA.
Breakfast Semantics with Chris Miles.
KLF.
But I do, actually, that it links to that thing about not being able to say the title of my DVD, because I do think if you're going to use the bad words, you should show that what you're trying to do is paint with the full palette, you know? So you want to use good words, and you want to use rude... If all you've got is rude words, then your granddad's criticism, you just say that because you don't know the English language, is correct.
Right.
But if you use them all, then you get away with it.
True. But then it would be very difficult to do an entire song or set by using only swear words. But there's a challenge.
Oh dear, I've just had an idea.
Yeah. An entire song where you're only allowed to use expletives.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, does it have to make sense? Isn't that punk?
That's a bonus if it makes sense.
Okay.
Don't do it now, though.
Yeah. Oh, not now?
No.
Oh, when should I do it? Alan just went, what?
In your own time. I want to give you something
you
to
must
do.
Have
I come and do it at your house.
Words. Yeah, sure.
You must be able to use words like and is and it and stuff to break it up. Otherwise, that's what I was looking for.
What?
Conjunctive. I don't know. It's conjunctivitis. I can't help it. I just use and all the time. Oh, my God. Grammar joke. Look at me. I shouldn't even be awake yet.
All right, well, look.
Come on.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, sure.
Am I late? No, 24. No. We will chat more in just a minute. And then... with you.
Okay.
All right. And we'll talk about the DVD, which is so in rock. See what I did there?
Very witty.
Anyway, look, first of all, we're going to do Tedious Link. Last time we did it, we played Goldie in the City Life. Dave's Tedious Link.
is from...
Dirty Cash, I need you all. Tim Minchin just said that he's a massive fan of The Adventures of Stevie V, yeah, and said how great it is to hear Dirty Cash on the radio because you just don't hear it as much.
Don't hear it enough, man.
Just don't hear it enough.
Yeah, Dirty Bash on the radio by Dirty Cash. Mickey T. That's I love
right.
that song.
That's right. Anyway, that was Dave's Tedious Link, which Alad has a problem with, by the way.
What is it, Al?
That says, cousins are the first line of family that is acceptable to marry in rural areas.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, so... Is that different to any other area?
No, it's just in terms of frequency of marriage of cousins, I think, is generally higher in rural areas than in urban.
You know
areas.
How he was saying that in different towns you hassle the other town? Well, if you're ever in rural UK or what we'd call regional UK, what you do is you think of a town nearby and say they all marry their cousins. And that's so funny.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs and laughs because it implies that they're not as moral as they are.
Are there any places near where you come from in Wales? Right.
Where people don't marry their cousin. Can you name one?
I can't work out what the right answer to say here is.
I just
too many negatives.
Yeah, bail out.
Bail out.
Alad's the scariest man ever to be in a studio with because he doesn't laugh at anything because he doesn't... But I've just realised it's because he doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand.
I thought he was judging me. Or he does?
No, he doesn't understand. You're right. He doesn't. He's not judging you at all.
It's kind of good. He's a perfect impartial producer because he doesn't know jokes, so he just sort of does the logistics. Is that why you have him?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I'll stop feeling bad about how he's looking at me blankly.
Don't feel bad.
No, to be fair, he did explain the fact that he wasn't being offensive, he just didn't understand anything that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, he did. He really made that clear, and I feel a lot better now.
Basically, during the last record, we've learned, Alad explained to Tim Minchin, our guest today, who's here, and he has his new DVD is out, by the way. It's the special edition 2-disc DVD, which you can buy in the shops.
Yeah.
Which is called Soaking Rock. Anyway, he was explaining to Tim that he doesn't really get comedy or humour. and so don't
or
be offended if Alad stares him. Yeah. But then the one thing we have worked out that if Tim does need a laugh from Alad to kind of make him feel confident in himself, all Tim has to do is fall over.
Yeah.
Because Alad likes when people fall over.
Yeah.
Everyone laughs at that.
Okay,
it's
sure.
true, actually. That's like those funniest video shows. They are actually the funniest thing in the world.
It's people falling over.
People hurting themselves. Yeah.
So, good luck with the rest of the interview.
Are you loveless as well?
No.
Do you understand love?
Oh, yeah. I'm a very loving person.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we can have hugs instead of jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should do that in my shows. If I look out and anyone's not laughing, just go give them a hug. Actually, I do that.
Right.
Okay, so if you ever come to my show, I'll give you a hug.
If Alad ever went to see one of your shows, there'd be a lot of hugs.
Mm. Yeah, I'd be.
They really would.
We'd get really close.
But we could all get involved and do a love conga.
Love a love conga. Are you allowed to say love conga?
I don't know. I don't know why.
I think we just did. Love conga. Oh, nice.
Well, I love conga.
Everybody loves conga.
Right. I've got this keyboard in front of me that's not on, and I keep going to play.
Sorry.
I keep going to sort of play, you know, when someone says something funny, go, you know, but it's not on.
Or you get it.
It is. Yeah.
Alad, say something funny.
Me?
Yeah.
But I'm not funny.
Genius.
I want to do this before, just so it's done, right? Tim Minchin.
Yeah.
His DVD's out now. On special edition 2-disc DVD, it features his stage shows Dark Side, which is very good, and So Rock, as well as footage from Tim's Australian 2008-2009 tour.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently so.
I'm wondering what was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the press release said.
Yeah, well, we've got to believe the press release.
Well, exactly.
It's the DVD that came out last year, but no one knew about me last year because Chris Moyles hadn't started talking about me yet. And now everyone knows, so we've released it again.
Well, good.
But it's got new stuff on it.
Dark Side is very good, by the way. That's a great song.
Oh, yeah, and that's clean. Oh, almost.
Well, it's,
it can't be almost clean.
Yeah, it's almost clean, like you're almost pregnant.
But it's got a great piano breakdown in it, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it's got all that. Nonsense.
That's in it, yeah.
Look, this is fun. I'll
look
just
at
take
little
over
Matt's
now.
Face. Now. Look how now Matt, now you're impressed, aren't you? Now you're giddy.
He's good.
I impress Matt, but not Alad, because he's got no sense of humor. I'll give him a hug, and he'll like it. Yeah, he really likes it.
Sorry.
That's nice.
See, now look.
See, Alan's
look
loving that.
Oh, do you know what he likes?
Paul. Things
likes
about him.
Musical comedy and stuff about him.
Stuff about him. That's pretty much it.
Anything will do. Any song, any words, as long as it's got Alan's name in it and it's about him and okay. It's not negative, he will love it.
It can't be negative.
Oh.
Nightmare.
Try it.
No, don't.
Try it. He's insecure. As well. He's got a big five head and short hairy legs.
Your teeth aren't real.
They are.
Your chin is very dimpled. But you smell funny, which is why you work on radio. He doesn't find it funny.
You're right.
Because it wasn't.
Say nice things.
Do one about him being well endowed.
Okay. Alan, you're quite well endowed.
Is that hilarious? He finds that funny.
Oh, man. Right, so, yeah, go and see Tim, if you can. He's on his UK tour. Did you write these notes yesterday?
Yes.
Listen to this. Tim is halfway through a tour around the UK, including venues across the UK.
Ah.
Mm. Well, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
halfway
fast
through,
true.
Halfway through a tour around the UK, including venues across the UK. That's brilliant. So not only are you going around the UK, but you're also going across.
And although I'm touring around the UK, I guess he was just trying to clarify that I'm in venues as well as just buying the muffins at the truck stop.
Well, just driving around.
Yeah, taking photos. Yeah, I'm in venues too. He should have mentioned that I'm performing in venues just to clarify.
You really should have done.
I'm not just going in venues.
It's a show. And tonight you're playing Bournemouth.
Am I?
I think so.
Is it the 15th
of October?
Yeah, how am I getting down there?
I'll give you.
You're going to drive me?
Sure, why not?
Hey.
Do you need to bring a piano or
nope.
That'll be
no?
There.
That's in the truck.
Okay,
someone
fine.
Else does that.
So just I'll drop you down.
I'm in Bournemouth.
Yeah,
it's nice Bournemouth.
I've heard that. I was down there recently.
Then you're going to Belfast.
Oh, I love Belfast.
I can't drive you there.
You could try.
It's Friday night.
Your car doesn't drive in water on Friday night?
No. Pain. If it was Saturday, we'd be laughing.
Hey.
But not on a Friday. Anyway, Bournemouth, Belfast, Sheffield, Oxford. Two nights in London at Hammersmith Apollo.
Three.
Three?
All right.
Get you. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, the 23rd too.
I've only sold 20 tickets to each night, but I'm doing them. No, what? The Sunday, the 25th, is the one that's still got tickets. And I'm filming them for a DVD, so if you want to be on the telly with me saying rude words and big words.
So hang on, the DVD filming is the one where there's still tickets available.
Yeah, there's two DVD filmings, one on the Saturday, which is, I think, pretty full, and one on the Sunday, which is the one we only released recently. So there's still tickets.
So there you go. TimMinchin.com if you want to get more information about going to see him. Why not make a weekend of it? Come to London, have a nice time, go and see Tim on Sunday night, be on a DVD.
Have a hug.
And have a hug. And listen to Tim's brand new 10-minute set all about songs for Allard.
Songs for Allard and a song just about swear words using only swear words and conjunctives.
There you go. Happy with that?
Yeah.
So is the story about you that you... you were a musician, I kind of get the feeling, if you don't mind me being so bold, that you wanted to be...
And I failed.
You wanted to be Ben Folds.
Ah.
But he existed.
Yeah.
And everybody said, but he exists, and you said, fine, and then...
I'll go do something else.
And out of frustration, you were sitting at the piano one day and made up words to a humorous song and then thought, maybe I'll do that instead.
Well, something like that.
It's not a bad goal to have, is it?
To be a rude Ben Folds.
Yeah.
I always wrote stupid songs.
Right.
Like my earliest, when I started writing songs about 10 or 11, they were stupid. I just didn't realise you're allowed to just do that. So I tried to be a pop star while still doing stupid songs and failed. And so I just did the stupid songs. But do you know what? It's a bit boring. The truth is a bit more boring because I've always written music for theatre and stuff.
Right.
So I'm actually a theatre and I was an actor and things. So really, I just reckon I'm still writing songs for theatre. It's just that I've cast myself in the...
Nice.
And made it a solo show. I couldn't get work otherwise.
In your acting roles, did you play Pontius Pilate?
Yeah.
Wow.
How amazing is that?
Is he Australian?
I dreamed I met a Galilean... Most amazing man. I still think I still think JC Superstar is the best musical ever written. Am I wrong?
Do you know what? I'm not a big musical fan.
No, who is?
Obviously
me. No, just kitsch 70s musicals about Bible stories.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
Yeah, Joseph.
One's about cats or animals is never as good.
I'm writing one. A musical.
What are you writing?
I'm writing a musical with the Royal Shakespeare Company of Roald Dahl's Matilda. Do you
I
know
thought that was done.
Well, no, we're not. No, it's an ongoing process.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't like what you did.
Yeah, they hated it. No, they liked it, but yeah, when you work for a theatre company like that, it's like you spend a year mucking around.
Right.
Yeah.
But what do you work on stuff and then you play it and they go,
Yeah. Well, sort of. I worked on stuff. Well, the script, this dude, Dennis Kelly, you know, Pulling? He wrote that. And he's written the adaptation for the thing. And he gave me a script, and I'm writing the songs. And, you know, we did it, and then we did a workshop, which means you get all these West End Wendy to come in and sing your songs. And it's this full-on thing with all the Royal Shakespeare people sitting in a room. And then we all sit around afterwards. And actually, it comes from me. I say, look, that didn't work. You know, I'm pretty brutal.
Well, why don't you keep your gob shut
and say that it was... And I can go do something else.
Because they might just go with whatever you say.
Yeah,
and if you say it was fantastic and I think it's all ready, they might sign it off and move on to the next
thing. And what would I do next?
Though? I don't know.
So write an album about Allard and swear words.
Oh, Allard. He's really cute, isn't he? In his way. He just sort of looks evil, though.
He has a look.
He looks like he's going to hurt someone. Why does he look like that?
Do I?
The only person Allard hurts is himself.
That's right.
That sounds wrong.
Allard was bullied at school, and last night was on television doing a documentary about why he got bullied at school.
Is that true?
Sounds like a joke, doesn't it? But that was actually true, yeah.
The answer, by the way, I don't want to ruin it for you in case you want to watch it back, but the answer is because he has a massive forehead.
It's not. Right. Anything to do with the forehead. It was to do with confidence.
Are you sure you're being bullied? Maybe they're compliments and you just didn't get it.
Maybe they were being funny with me, yeah. And I just, you know, went over my head.
Yeah, they were trying to compliment you.
When people were giving you money, saying, buy yourself some new clothes, you thought it was a put down on what you were wearing. Yeah. But indeed, it was people who
wanted to help you.
It was your first ever clothing allowance.
Allard, we all want to help you. And now I feel terrible that I'm part of this lifelong problem you have with being bullied.
No, it's fine. Being bullied is how you feel about it. And I like the fact that you're doing all this today, so I'm fine. You're not bullying, don't worry.
He's turned it back on your insecurities as the bully.
I feel terrible. I feel bullied by your analysis of my bullying.
That is a trick I've picked up over the years.
I can't believe it. I want to beat myself up.
Okay.
And then you'll laugh.
Yeah, you need to rob yourself of all your money.
Okay.
I do that. Rob your money.
I rob myself of my money every day.
So we had this discussion earlier about your songs, of which there are many that you couldn't perform on morning radio because of
panic when because I really like coming on and talking to nice people, but then they go, there's going to be a keyboard, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I was thinking, because I was listening to some of your stuff yesterday, and then on the way in this morning, I'm thinking, you could do some intros.
Yeah, that's true.
But then not the full song.
No, I'd have to stop. Unfortunately, it has to stop just before it gets funny every time.
Could you not do what they do with a lot of the current rap records, whereby they just do a radio edit, and what they do is they just delete the word, they just omit it.
So it just disappears.
Yeah, so if you actually did the song, but when it got to anything that was slightly saucy, you could just not sing it. Just leave a gap. This could be interesting.
Anyone nervous?
Yeah, a little
Who's
bit.
Nervous? Yeah. Producers?
Hello,
producers?
Hello.
We go together. No, because I need you like a fish needs a sea, like a fire needs oxygen, like a flower needs a bee. And if you really cared for me, you'd let me video you while you standing up in the bath.
See?
Like that.
See, that works.
That's nice.
Because then it's up to your imagination to try and fill in the gaps.
Yeah, clean is obviously the word there.
I like it. See? This is good.
It works.
This is like adapted for children version of what...
Any others?
I just don't know. I can't. Most of them get offensive so early. I can't.
But it requires the ability to actually be thinking ahead of what you're singing, doesn't
right.
it?
It's
to see what's
so
coming.
Dangerous. But also, all the ones that have benign lead-ins are also all my old, nice material. It's kind of got worse as time goes on. I could do I Love Jesus. That goes for a long time. That's more a love song, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful song, yeah.
Is that offensive?
Oh, I've also got...
The I Love Jesus bit isn't offensive.
I was just checking. You do precious. Actually love Jesus. You're not being ironic or anything.
No, but I think he's an amazing guy. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know him, actually, to be honest.
Oh, he comes in here a lot when he's got stuff to plug.
And he insists on being called Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got long hair like you, too.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
No, maybe you are Jesus. Is that what it is?
I've got to... Look, I don't know if this is the time or place to claim it, and right. I know John Lennon got in trouble
right.
for saying he was bigger than Jesus, but has anyone said that they think they are Jesus on radio?
I haven't said
I
it.
I think Nahal once said it.
Did Nahal say it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I think I've got as good a chance as anybody.
But that's, you can claim it, it's like the fella who technically owns the moon.
Yeah, right, you just him. Say it.
Well, he looked into it. No one technically owned it, so he said, right, I'm going to put in that I own
I'm
it.
I'm going to own
and
it.
And if no one disputes it...
Then I own
no
it.
One did, and he goes, no, and you can now buy an acre of land on the moon through his company.
Yeah, dodgy, huh?
Yeah,
there must have been.
Yeah, imagine how...
There must have been a time when Jesus said, I'm Jesus, you know,
yeah.
at some point. It was, probably wasn't on radio.
But then did people know who Jesus was?
No, that's why he had to claim it.
Right.
Maybe he claimed the moon.
I would say Jesus wouldn't swear, so I think you're out.
What do you mean?
You swear.
Well, he hung out with prostitutes.
But hang on, but Jesus was the son of God, and if you think about it, that God invented everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So God invented, you know, electric cars, toasters, trees,
swearing.
Strip clubs. If you look at it that way,
yeah.
then really he's...
I think strip clubs are really more of a man invention.
So when you think about it, really... Mm. His dad did everything, but been there and done that. So Jesus is probably Callum Best.
In a way, yeah, I suppose.
Tough gig.
Yeah.
Really isn't it? Gig. I mean, that must be hard. You know, if your dad was in the Beatles, that'd be hard for you growing up. But if your dad was God,
yeah.
then that's the psychological pressure on you must be immense.
Like big being, shoes.
Yeah, like
big shoes to fill.
Sean Lennon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be, Sean Lennon with John Lennon as your dad, or Jesus as God as your dad?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Mm. God's all our dads.
Well,
that's why I've got a sore neck.
That's right.
It's the pressure, the weight of God on my shoulders.
Well, I feel that we've really uncovered many things about Tim, and some things that I didn't know either.
Well, that I'm the Son of Man.
Do you? Yeah.
I'm going to have to clean up my act. I'm really going to have to clean it up.
No, but you have God's permission. He gave you the choice to choose those words to use. What, will you go back to play?
I don't know, I'm just going, how do we get
Because every
out
time
of
you go to play...
Yeah, you
I
put
go,
the reverb on.
I'm going to put the reverb on, so I try
could just start playing some ballads.
Yeah.
Just popular requests.
Or an Allard ballad.
An Allard ballad.
Want to write a ballad about Allard?
Nice.
Why do you look so pallid? Alan. Nothing else rhymes with Alan.
Yeah, it's Alan.
It's Alan.
Alan, not Alan.
A-L-E-D.
Alan. I said Alan.
You said Alan. Alan.
No, no. Alan. Right.
Okay.
Pallid. Alan.
Right.
Don't leave the reverb on.
Right.
Do I just sound like a nasal Australian saying Alan when
no,
I say
you
Alan?
I said this before, but a lot of Australians whine. If you want, you know, if you've forgotten because you've been here for a while,
yeah.
go to any pub in central London.
And I talk
hear,
like that.
And you'll hear the accent. Yeah, mm. am I?
Yeah, right. what's going on?
Mate?
And they go up at the end of every sentence.
What is a ute?
A ute's like a truck, but smaller.
Right.
It's a car, but without back seats. It's got a tray.
Right.
A ute is a car-sized, what you people call a lorry.
Right.
Utility vehicle.
What you people call a lorry.
What you
right.
silly, silly people call a lorry.
Right.
What's a lorry? It's a truck, isn't it?
Right, okay, fine. And what colour... what you have buses, but you don't have double-decker buses where you're from, do you?
Oh, sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when we go to sport sometimes, we might get a... You can hire a double-decker bus for a party.
But public transport?
Not very often.
But they're all single-deckers.
Yeah. And bendy buses.
Yeah, bendy.
But the bendy buses.
But mostly just single-decker normal buses,
okay.
yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, things are a bit different over there.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a whole nother culture, mate.
Wow.
yeah.
I love it.
Don't you love it when people are different? Allard, isn't it funny when people are different?
Yeah.
What is it with women? women are different, aren't they? With their bras. Oh, man.
And what I
people.
Found. well, yeah.
So
you've never really got your head around that aspect of it.
Really. Getting your head round is maybe not the right expression, but I know what you meant.
You never got your head round a bra, have you, mate?
No, safe to say I haven't.
But once had a bra around your head. Do you remember when you had two drunk, we took photos of you, put them on the internet, covered your face in
the Does the water really go the other way around the plug hole?
No.
Because I've never been to Australia.
But it is summer at Christmas.
I know, I get that bit. That's due to climate.
Well, yeah, it's due to the angle of the Earth.
And the angle of the Earth.
Yeah, but the water would go down a different way if it was a massive body of water. Like if you caught a whirlpool, like an ocean whirlpool, it would go down the other way, but it needs to be a massive body of water.
Domestic flushing and sinks and stuff.
Same swirl.
How many people on average, Tim? Because I've never been to Australia.
Okay, ask me stats. Hit me with some stats.
If I were to go to Sydney... Or Perth.
Seven.
Right. And walk around. How many people would I see with the hats with the corks?
Well, Sydney, if you went down near the harbour, you might see someone selling hats with corks. And in order to encourage other people to buy hats with corks, he might don one himself to show how good it looks.
Right. I've never understood the hats with corks. I used to think it was how much they'd had to drink that day.
Like notches on the bedpost.
How many bottles?
That's great. Oh, that was a beautiful drop of red. Stick that cork on there. Or maybe it's just a memory of good bottles they've had.
Good bottles they've had during their life.
It's to keep the flies out of your face, Chris.
Is that what it's for?
Yes.
Well, I never knew that.
Did you not?
Well, why corks? Why not a veil? Why not like when Michael Jackson's kids? Something like that.
Like a beekeeper. Well, Michael Jackson used to put corks around his kids' hats. Right. But kept hitting them in their little faces.
Well, yeah, so you put the beekeeper veil.
The beekeeper. Yeah, well, I think they moved on to that. But, you know, they didn't have a lot of resources back in the old days. Them squatters. No, what do we call them? Whatever. Jumbucks? No, that's a sheep.
A jumbuck?
Is a sheep.
I don't. This is. Yeah. So weird. See,
who's that jolly jumbuck?
We should go for dinner, and I could say, "What do you call this?" For like 2 hours. What do you call one of these? What do you call that?
And I love that. I'm the sort of least Australian, toffiest sort of idiot in the world. And I'm representing Australia.
You're more Australian than us.
I'm more Australian than.
Have you ever been to like where they film Home and Away or Neighbours?
No, but every English person that ever comes to Australia does. The bus leaves from outside a pub. I used to play covers.
Oh, really? Mm.
Yeah, and all the because it was a backpackers, and all the Pommy tourists would hop on the bus and go and meet Toadfish.
Are you telling me honestly you've never been to Ramsey Street?
It's not called Ramsey Street. It's in some outer suburb, and I know this because of English friends. I think maybe it's pretty much the definition of a letdown would be driving along a suburban street in boiling hot outer Melbourne to visit the Neighbours set. But I shouldn't say that because it's a thriving industry and someone's bread and butter comes from that bus. So go.
Look, I got very excited when I went to a pub and next door to it was the flat where Sean's girlfriend in Shaun of the Dead lived. So that kept me going for...
Yeah, well, I live near there.
Right. And then the pub next to that.
So exciting.
It was a really good Sunday lunch.
Good Sunday lunch?
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah, with great dessert. Anyway, Tim...
Yeah.
Before you go, I know you played a little bit, but could you just show me, please, just to keep me amused on the piano, from the big kind of breakdown in Dark Side?
It's do you know in my recent Australian DVD, it was a 4-minute piano solo.
Right.
It's quite indulgent, but I don't know. It's different every night. It's just a piano solo.
Okay, we'll do a 60-second one.
I'll do the chorus.
Okay.
I'll go into it. All right, here we go. Okay, where's the clock? There it is. Here we go. I can have a dark side if you want me to. I can have a dark side. I can develop my brooding potential if pain's what you want in a man. Pain I can do. I can have a dark side, chill. I can have a dark side. I can have a dark side. I can have a dark side. Ooh. Ew. Standing up. What is this? 1987. Ow! Oh, I can't do this. Webcam. Hardly.
You really can play.
It's, it's great.
Well,
I love it.
You know,
I love it.
This was taking me back to playing the string parts of songs in pubs. It's I feel like weeping. Standing up at a keyboard, you know?
And doing covers.
And doing covers, yeah.
It's nice.
Thanks.
It's a good way to earn a living.
Yeah, playing keyboards and cover bands.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Tim, I could talk to you all day, but we'd be taken off the air. But I like to say good luck with the special edition 2-disc DVD, by the way, which you can go and get.
At a particular branch. I don't know if you're allowed to say it, but it's exclusive to one of those big shops.
Is it HMV?
Yeah, it's HMV.
HMV. So if you're going to like another place, just go to the counter and ask them where the nearest HMV is, and then go to HMV and buy Tim's.
I wasn't allowed to. I didn't know if I was allowed to say HMV because it stands for rude words. Did you know that?
No, it stands for his master's voice.
Oh, okay.
Right.
In my sick mind, it stands for something. That's
what. So go and get Tim's DVDs. Buy them all. Thank you. And if you'd like to go and see him on tour, then you could go to London and see him, because there are tickets available for the Sunday, the and you could be on Apollo. The DVD. at the Hammersmith Apollo.
I'm ratting my own jewels.
Where Tim will be playing the piano and performing his show.
At the Hammersmith Apollo. HMV Hammersmith
Apollo. Oh, very good.
Right. Someone give me a sponsorship.
Nice to see you, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Minchin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.